Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very special podcast looking back at what was a truly fantastic night in Castlereagh. It was called Clash of the Titans, and for good reason. An Irish boxing team brimming with Olympians, world championship boxers, those preparing to qualify and those going to the European Championships, took on a Ukrainian team who are doing likewise, getting ready themselves for Paris later on this summer. One thing about this entire night was the incredible effort that was put in by Castlereagh Boxing Club, by the people of Castlereagh, and by the IABA in making it happen. And they gave us a night to remember. We have some interviews to bring you from that, some before, some after, and some during. So let's start, and let's go to the very, very beginning of the night, an hour before it all started. And one of the busiest men, dare I say it, the busiest man in Castlereagh that night, none other than Mr. Castlereagh Boxing Club himself, Paddy Sharkey.
Look, it's a great night. A couple of years trying to get it. We asked about it 2 or 3 years ago, and it's finally here on our doorstep with our two girls from Castlereagh in Castlereagh. We're delighted with it.
And this is something, I mean, going back to when, you know, to World Championships, European Games, they always had this desire to actually box in their own hometown, and now they're getting that opportunity, and there's going to be a fantastic crowd. We're talking before it starts, an hour before it starts, already the crowd are coming in.
Yeah, when it started, ticket sales were sort of slow, but over the last week, it has just bloomed. Everything seems to be going according to plan, and I hope it's a great night
on both sides. On the overall picture as well, the fact that you've got Irish Olympic boxers here taken to the ring, like Kelly Harrington is involved here. Aoife, of course, will be going herself. You know, yeah. I mean, and I see as well Adam Heshen from Munavé, who's going to be trying to qualify.
A great young lad. You absolutely know, it's great to have them. They were here all week. Jude Gallagher was here. You know, all them lads and girls that trained hard with the Ukraine side by side here in this hall. It was mighty to have it.
And it's fantastic to have the Ukrainian team here, because they'll have a few chances of themselves in Paris.
Oh, for sure, they're going to try and qualify as well. And they had one qualifier here, one Olympic, Olympian. And hey, they're going to give us a good battle tonight. They didn't come to play like. They're going to give it all here tonight, and it's going to be a great night. What else can you say about it?
And one of the things, I mean, what's strong about Connacht boxing is, I see some old heads and old friends that I haven't seen in a while. John Waldron is out there doing. Waldron, of course, a good professional in his own days and a brilliant amateur. He's here. There's several others that I've seen as well. I've said hello to. That's the great thing about this game, is that it could be a while, but everybody meets up in the end.
Yeah, we'll all meet up in the end. That's one sure thing about it. You could be 40 years going around, and next thing someone will pop up and get talking to you, and they remembered you from years ago, like. So it's brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, one man who was very busy in the preparations was the Irish head coach, Sarr Antia.
Very good. A very good facility, absolutely. Very good atmosphere, okay. Strong team, Ukrainian good team as well. Very positive. We had very good school combat first day. Then we had good, very good sparring. And then we had 1 day rest, and today we have a competition, which will be very beneficial for each our team. Mm-hmm. And of course, this is one of the very good preparation time for the Olympic Games.
One thing, you got a wonderful reception from the people of Castlereagh. You were given a civic reception by Roscommon County Council as well. It shows how strong the sport is in Roscommon and in the west of Ireland in general, that, you know, they love this team so much.
Oh, we see this here, how they respect sport, how they try support. We see how beautiful the gym here, all sport, they're looking for sport, which is, they know exactly how important is look sport for the future of generations, and fantastic.
We were talking before the action begins, it's going to be a very busy night for you, that's why we're getting you now. Yeah. But what's left for the boxers, those who have the final qualifier in Thailand to come next month, and those who have already qualified, it's going to be a very busy 3-4 months for you from here on in.
Of course, look, we in this stage now we need this. We have already planned ahead everything. This is about, at the moment, Olympians are not 100% ready, but they are there where they have to be. And we continue our preparation by individual approach. Everybody happy, everybody wants training, they have motivation, and we continue. Try to be positive.
being positive is exactly, I think, the mantra of Dhá Aintea. We'll hear from him and Paddy again a little bit later on as the night drew to a close. But we're now going to continue on. We're actually going to hear from the Galway County Secretary, a brilliant boxer in his own right, in his own days, as an amateur and as a professional. And that's Alan Donlan.
It's fantastic to have the boxing here. I mean, it's a great show of confidence for the ABA to have such an event down here again. You know, it's the full Olympic squad. And you look around the talent, both on the Irish side and the Ukrainian side. It can't be anything but a good night, and loads of people turned out here to enjoy it and to immerse themselves in it. I think it's absolutely terrific, and it's fantastic for the West of Ireland and the sport here.
Yeah, and the one thing, I mean, usually, and sometimes it's the case, and you know, let's not sugarcoat that part of the fact that, you know, you do get sometimes, say, international bouts like this, and you know, you get one or two big names, but not them all. Here, they're all here.
It's exactly it. It's the full cast here, isn't it? I mean, look, these are celebrities in our sport, you know, and hopefully after the Olympics they're going to be kind of household names. There's medals here. There's certainly going to be medal winners in the Olympics boxing here tonight, so to see them down here in the West is terrific news, you know. But I mean, you look around, you can feel the excitement, and there's so many young kids here watching. It's just fantastic.
One thing, and I said it to Paddy and I say it to you as well, that when you go to a bout like this, or you go to an evening like this, it doesn't matter how long away from the action you are, when you come back you always see old friends. And that's one thing about tonight. There's been dozens of people I've said hello to I haven't seen in years.
Well, that's one thing I have to say now too, is the amiable atmosphere here this evening, and it's shared amongst the Irish and the Ukrainians. I mean, it's been such a fantastic welcome for them all week, but when you're here today you can feel, you know, there's such a feeling of camaraderie between both parties. And then for the Irish boxing community, you see people from Connacht Boxing, from Ulster Boxing, from Munster, from Leinster. It's everyone's meeting, everyone's in a fantastic mood, and it's just building the excitement for these Olympics that are coming.
Now let's pick your brain on that. We have already qualified. I know Michaela Walsh is there, Kelly Harrington is there, Dean Clancy is there. They're all here tonight, by the way, as well. Yeah. They're going to be in the ring. But with the likes of Adam Heshin, who will be going to the European Championships, you got Lisa O'Rourke, who is just unfortunate in the way that it's actually gone the way with Grainne, the way that has panned out. She's not going to be able to qualify, but the point is she's still here, and that's the important thing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just a development exercise for her, you know. I mean, Aoife O'Rourke, double Olympian now, you know, for me that goes down and that's legendary status in Irish sport, not just boxing but sport. Lisa O'Rourke is potentially a future Olympian. She have to develop. Will she make this one? Not sure, but will she make the next one? I think she'd be highly likely for it, you know. But I mean, we've got Adam Heshin here as well. Adam very unlikely now to make it because it's gone at his weight. Jude Gallagher has qualified at 57. But Adam's getting the chance here at 77 tonight. He'd probably get the European Championships. Will he get a chance at World Championships? Maybe. Will he get a highly lucrative professional offer? Maybe. He deserves it.
Well, we've seen what Kieran Malloy and what he's done, and Tomás O'Toole, another example. I mean, his fight in Leisureland the night before Paddy's Day was absolutely jam-packed. I know you couldn't make it, but I'll tell you one thing, it's one of the most unforgettable nights I've seen as a commentator. And that's the thing. There is life after amateur boxing if they do the right things.
Well, I love to see it, that the publicity they're getting here and the support they're getting from our local community is giving them more options. You know, when I boxed pro myself, you know, it was pretty difficult always kind of to get the support and whatnot. I had to end up kind of travelling abroad for most contests. But now there's kind of a local scene developing here, and they're getting support. People are really supporting boxing, both amateur and professional, and it's making things more feasible for our young athletes, both male and female.
Now, we saw Sean Murray, by the way, in Dana Moore House just walked by us there. They're gone straight to the dressing room. But you know, you've got Aoife who's just getting into the ring, and then you've I think it's as I look at my notes very quickly, I think Adam Heshin is next. You know, I mean, that is the gassing. Michaela Walsh is in there as well. I mean, and this is the thing that's so exciting. These are boxers that we watch on TV all the time. These are boxers that we follow, whether it's through, you know, their respective championships at senior level or go to Europeans or, you know, whatever it is. And the fact that they're here in Castlereagh, and I know I'm kind of touching over something you said, but we can't repeat it enough. To have something like that here and have all these big names here, it's just been a phenomenal evening so far.
Absolutely. But you know, you look around here, this isn't just a sporting event, this is an event. We're sitting in a hall here at the minute. We're looking at Adam Heshin is warming up. Michaela Walsh, former Olympian, on the pads here with Owen Pluck. The entire Irish team are looking down over us kind of suspiciously. We're looking around here. The atmosphere is absolutely incredible. You walk into the boxing day where it's on.
They're probably going, what's Mulligan and Donlan talking about now? And what trouble are they going to get into?
He's done more talking than boxing recently, as they're saying. But yeah, look, look, it's absolutely unbelievable. The atmosphere is just incredible. And I know that, funnily enough, a lot of parents might have the reservations about getting involved in boxing. But if they came to see here tonight, the reservations being involved in this sport would be completely gone, because it's such a lovely atmosphere on both sides. There's such camaraderie and friendship. It's really lovely. And just the excitement here. And to look around, one thing I kind of will pick flaws sometimes with the professional boxing show is you go in and there's some fights and you don't really want to see, because they're developing young pros and they're boxing guys that kind of maybe aren't of their own standards. So it's not the most entertaining, not so enthralling, even though it is essential in their career to develop. But when you come to an event like this, amateur boxing, it's so evenly matched. And we're talking about Olympic classes versus Olympic class. It just guarantees excitement. You see the first three bouts already and they've been absolutely stellar. And I expect that to continue for the entire evening. So, yeah, I just say to everyone, come along and enjoy it. It's fantastic.
It most certainly was. And actually, the three fights that Adam was talking about was Dorina Moorhouse, who had a very good win against Tatiana Kobe. Sean Murray, a bit unfortunate actually against Dmitry Zimadayev. But Nife was very impressive in her win over Anastasia Novichok. Now we continue on, and we're going to bring you the first of the boxing interviews as with regards to the boxers themselves, and none other than the brilliant Michaela Walsh.
Oh, Castle Ray's been amazing. Not only myself but the whole team. There's been a great buzz about the town, and even the atmosphere tonight going in front of your own people in your own country is amazing. Something you don't really get the experience, and even when your name is getting called out, just the cheers, like, that's something that I'm not used to. Obviously going away internationally, only maybe a few friends and family, but to have nearly the whole of Roscommon come out to support us tonight, it's amazing. And even going out there, I felt goosebumps, and I'm just happy I came here, got to enjoy the week, and most importantly got to win in front of amazing people.
And it's all about preparation now for Paris. And I mean, as I said, as Zara said earlier on, you're not fully there, but you're nearly there, so you must be very happy with your own progression.
Yes, 100%. These are all in the lead up to Paris, and win, lose, or draw tonight, this was just preparation going forward. So like I said, I'm just happy to come out safe and sound, injury free, and to get the win. But it's been amazing to be here, and especially on the Olympic year, to show people our skill set, and to have the support from everyone, it's been a pleasure for us.
And significantly, you're going to Paris, but for a couple, they still have to worry about that final qualifier in Thailand. So you have to kind of live through that experience with them as well, and egg them on so that they can make that final step.
Oh, definitely. Listen, we're all on the same journey. We're all on the same team. We live with each other most of the week. So I'm rooting for everyone. Hopefully we can get a full team in Paris. I believe we will. There's six of us there already, and there's no reason why we can't get a full team. And I'll be rooting for everyone, and I'll be pushing everyone as best as I can. The harder I train, that pushes other people, and vice versa. So we all push each other, and it, like I said, it's been an amazing week, and I'm really happy with the preparation going forward.
Michaela Walsh, very impressive winner, by the way, against Anahina Lakko. Next up was Adam Heshin, the Monavay boxer, was taking on Eder Amitokourov, and it was a split decision in Heshin's favour.
Yeah, tough fight. It was kind of messy and scrappy, but he was a game Ukrainian and good guy. He's a lot of good international success and experience, so it was great to get a win on home soil for Ireland.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, it's home soil. I mean, you're, what, give it 30 minutes, half an hour, three quarters of an hour, you're in Monavay. So, I mean, this is as good as a home fight for you.
Ah, it is, yeah. Like, especially with the country, like, if I was to fight this close to home, it could be probably a club tournament or something, but I'm grateful that I'm with the Irish team the last few years, and I'm able to compete for them. So bringing a tournament like this back to Connacht, and it's just brilliant to be so close to home.
And as a former Irish captain, I mean, that's something to be very, very proud of. And the fact that, you know, it's here in Castlereagh, you've been here for the week, you got a civic reception from Roscommon County Council. I mean, they've rolled out the red carpet big time.
Yeah, they really have. Like, Paddy Sherky is he's the man in Castlereagh here, and he's pulled out all the stops. Like, they've been a credit to everyone in Irish boxing and in Ireland, the way they hosted Ukraine, and I'm sure they're very happy with how they were treated and looked after while they were over here.
Yeah, you seem to have a good time anyway. Just following the social media, that they just, you know, there was one thing that was being said, and the welcome was the word. I mean, how was it for you this last week?
It was brilliant. Like, we're used to training up in Dublin, so it was nice to come down here. It almost felt like we were away from home, but like we're actually a lot closer than, well, some of us were a lot closer to home this time around. So no, it was a brilliant week.
Just to mention, of course, okay, the Olympics can't happen for you, Joe Gallagher is going, but I mean, you still got the Europeans, I believe they're fast approaching. You're going to be busy.
Yeah, I will be busy. Look, this happens in sport, and it was absolutely gutting when Duke qualified, but he pulled out all the stops at the last qualifier, and he really deserved to qualify. But look, the hard work hasn't gone to waste. I'm sure I'll be using it again very soon, and just going to keep building on it and enjoying my boxing right now.
Adam Heshin, who, it's still not confirmed if he's going to the Europeans or not, but after last night's performance, it would be hard to say no. Kelly Harrington was up next. Very comfortable win for her over Hannah O'Carey. And next, we hear from Dean Clancy, who took on Yaroslav Katorvich. And a fight that really was one of the best fights of the night so far.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was brilliant. The whole setup here has been amazing. You know, it's been a great week training in Castlereagh Boxing Club with the team. All of us together was fabulous, you know. Adam, yeah, exactly. He had another great bout today as well. Happy to get the win there, you know. I had a very good first two rounds. Third round then, you know, I kind of felt like I won it, but I was definitely feeling the heat in there. Like, you know, my legs were a bit flattened and I got drawn into a war, but it was a great fight altogether. I mean, he's an experienced lad, went to Tokyo Olympics and all, so.
It's great preparation for you as well, because that's the kind of action you're going to face in Paris.
Yeah, massively. Like, you know, he's a previous Olympian himself, and he's like the top 20 in the world. You know, he's a couple of years older than me. He's been around and he's been here with the best. So, you know, having this fight today and will definitely give me a boost going into the summer.
Yeah, and how has your preparations gone so far?
Been going good so far. You know, I've had one fight this year so far against over in Strange, and I could feel the ring rust, but I was glad I got that out of the way. You know, went into it, didn't really care for one loss or whatever. You know, I lost anyways, came back and I trained really hard, and I know where I was and where I was at, and built on from it, and I showed it today.
And it's been a really big week, not just for yourselves as boxers, but for Castlereagh and for the entire area as well, to have you down here preparing, and the reception you've got, it's been amazing. And as a Sligo man, you know good hospitality when you see it, so yeah. This is absolutely heaven.
Oh, definitely. Like, look, I was delighted, you know, a few came down from Sligo, including my friends and family, you know, and you know, the support here even throughout the week has been amazing. Like, you know, to really draw the crowds out here in the local town in Castlereagh. The hospitality as well in Roscommon has been amazing. And it's good to have the boxing over here as well, you know, in the west of Ireland. You know, it's great that we're getting, as it shows tonight, we got the fans and we got the support. Yeah, overall, very happy today. It's a special day as well, because it hasn't been a round robin like this in a while, and having everyone together, like all of us training together, and then we're all on the same show, it was just a special night tonight.
And that's the kind of thing you're going to need in Paris, is that kind of support from your teammates?
Definitely. Like, we've been up in the team there for long, like a couple of years, and we're a young squad, most of us, and we're really close. We're really like families, you know, and it's and it pushes on. It's a great environment. It's positive with all the coaches as well. Like, so it's been amazing, yeah.
And what Dean Clancy said was very relevant. In fact, I heard after that this was the first round robin that Ireland had been involved in at home since before the Rio Olympics of 2016. And that's when they took on a Kazakhstan and Russian selection. So that's some achievement, and it makes what happened in Castlereagh all that more special. And to add to it, it was a homecoming of sorts for Lisa and Aoife O'Rourke. The two Castlereagh boxers getting the opportunity to perform in front of their home fans. And they did not disappoint. Lisa had a great win over Anastasia Chernikovic, and Aoife had a big win over Karolina Makhino. Now, as for Lisa, unfortunately, she cannot make the Olympic Games, but Aoife is already qualified. And let's hear from Lisa O'Rourke.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it's great to be here in hometown of Castlereagh boxing against Ukraine. They're not an easy bunch, so it's great to have the competition, and it's a bonus having it here at home.
And it's a really special night for you and for Aoife, because of course it's a homecoming fight for both of you, but the whole week has just been a case of build up towards tonight, and of course being part of the Irish team and being part of the setup for this evening.
Yeah, everyone in Dublin that have organised this, and truly to everyone in Castlereagh that have left no stone unturned and have organised so much for the event. And you can see tonight how much effort and they've put in all through. More, it wasn't just over a week, like it didn't just happen. over the past few weeks, so it's great to see all the support they give to boxing in Ireland alone, not just to us two girls in Castlereagh. Yeah, so hopefully it inspires some of the younger generation and kids to keep going and train and enjoy the sport.
First person you went to when your hand was raised was over to Paddy Sharkey to give him a hug. I mean, and that man has done so much for this club and for you and Deepa as well.
Yeah, look, Paddy's like a father figure to us both, and we wouldn't be where we are today without him, and he's been there alongside us for all our journey, and we can't thank him enough.
Lisa, very impressive winner on the night. Same with Aoife, in fact. And thanks to both of them. Got a chance to speak to the pair of them yesterday evening. Next up is Eugene McKeever. A split decision win over Yuril Zakharyev. And it was an impressive performance.
Tough fella, former world champion. So a big task it was. I knew it was a tough task on rounds of him this week. And stepped up to the occasion, and it was no bother to me.
Yeah, and one thing about it is the crowd were right behind you from the very start. I mean, from that opening bell, they definitely had your back.
Yeah, it's good to have the Irish support now tonight. Hats off to all the Ukrainians that come over and give us a great contest. Felt like I fought a very hard fighter, but the crowd got behind us and got us over the line, so thanks very much to everyone here.
And it's such an important week for yourselves as boxers, but also for the area around here. And I've said it to every single one, they've all said the same thing, you're more than likely going to repeat it. It's been a brilliant week in that way.
A brilliant week. The town has been great, the people here have been lovely, and it's good to have it somewhere different outside of Dublin and come down and give these people what they deserve down here for their continued support to amateur boxing. So thanks, hats off to every one of them.
And the facilities here have to be, I mean, some of the best in the country.
Yeah, the facilities are very good. Different than my training regime in South Armagh with wheel blowers and flat tyres, so it's good to have a bit of actual equipment.
So what's next now for you?
Just a week of tasks for me, so the Irish team will review it and see where I'm going next.
Yeah, I've watched this space with McKeever. Very impressive win on the night. James Whelan wasn't to be for him against Matvila Rezaba, the Ukrainian boxer winning that on the unanimous decision, but one Olympic qualified boxer who was very impressive on the night as well was Jack Marley, who took on Cyril Hirshtarov, and it was a unanimous decision in favour of the Irishman.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I knew like that my style usually is going forward and not much counter attacking, but no, it was nice to get something different because I knew I wouldn't like be able to push him back for 9 minutes. Like, he's like a brick wall. To be fair to him, but no, I really enjoyed it. Something different.
Yeah, it was actually quite technical as well, and that's some of the more purest of us would actually have really enjoyed, the fact that you have to change tactics as each round goes on, which means you have to kind of spread your game a bit.
Yeah, it was good. I was a bit tired, like, but that's better to be tired here than over the major championship. So I'd rather fall out of there than fall out of a major competition, like. But
and it's a big week as well for you as part of your preparation for Paris, and it's gone very well.
Yeah, every week's the same. Every week is huge. Like, no matter if we're here sparring Ukraine or even we're just in Dublin, like, every week is major. Every day counts, and that's what I'm trying to do. Just push it on every day.
And you've had a good week here in Castlereagh.
Great week. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the quieter country life, if you want to say that, compared to mad city Dublin. Like, well, I'm out in the suburbs, like, but like, it's still crazy enough compared to here. But no, I really enjoyed it.
And you're getting your own preparations in place now for Paris. It's only a matter of weeks, really, if you put it that way.
Really, yeah, that's what. Well, it's a couple of more fights, like, if you want to put it that way. We have a couple more things to do before we get there, so not going to take our eye off what's in front of us, which is European Championships now in 2 weeks. So all pushing on towards them now.
Yeah, all pushing on towards the European Championships and, of course, the Olympic Games. One boxer that had the crowd on their feet, I have to say, and this was one of the best 3 minutes of boxing of the entire night, so much so we're going to bring you that final round. Martin McDonagh came up against Dmitry Lawaleski, and what a fight this was. What a final round this was.
But we're now into this third round, and the advantage, dare I say it slightly, with the tune man, but he's up against a very tough opponent. Lawaleski going with a couple of decent shots, and Martin McDonagh has done the same. He's gone with a couple. Lawaleski slips, and the referee is going to either tell them to wipe the floor, which is possible because the canvas seems to be a little bit slippy. However, the referee's told both of them to go to their respective corners, and he's calling a timeout for a second. It has been just absolutely amazing. It's actually McDonagh's headgear that is the issue, and they are back in
as we move into this thriller of a fight. This has been amazing from these two super heavyweights fighting at 92 kilogram plus. It's McDonough who has been told to let go of his opponent, but this, I think, has been one of the fights of the night, if not the fight of the night. A great performance from Lovanishki, goes in with a decent right and a decent left to follow through. McDonough holding on to him, going to centre ring. It's McDonough who is going to lead. Leads with a good left, goes with a right, but doesn't make any connection. Lovanishki tried the same and didn't make it either. Lovanishki, left jab, followed by left cross. McDonough responding with a brilliant jab, a brilliant shot to the body of Lovanishki. Lovanishki, wild left-hander, swings right over the head of McDonough, but his next two shots are great. But oh, brilliant! That's a fantastic shot from Martin McDonough. Lovanishki is going to get a count this time, a combination of four punches. Lovanishki's arguing his case. The referee is giving him a count of eight. We are back into this third and final round. It's McDonough. His supporters now finding their voices. And it's another left from McDonough. This has been a remarkable stuff from the two men who's boxing out of Crumlin Boxing Club. Both sets of supporters now screaming their lungs out as we move into the final seconds. If we hear the clapper for 10 seconds to go, we won't. Big wild right and a left open. It's taken a good block from McDonough. Lovanishki again going with a good left to the jaw. Brilliant shot from Lovanishki. McDonough responds with a right of his own. It's still McDonough holding that centre ring. First round didn't go his way. Second definitely didn't. The third, I say, it's going to go slightly in favour of the Galway man. Left-hander from Lovanishki. Nearly takes a head guard. Clean off McDonough, who follows up with a left jab and a right cross, but it's that left jab of McDonough goes with another right-hander. Decent right cross right to the head of his opponent. I think the clapper has gone for 10. This has been a fantastic fight between these two as we get to the final stages, and that is the end of an amazing fight. You know what? Pick a winner out of this one, folks, because it's very, very hard. But McDonough, I think, has taken that third round, and I think that might be it. Listen to that crowd here in the hub in Castlereagh. The crowd and the noise you hear is that, in fact, of the Ukrainian team and their supporters. They have had a fantastic evening here. Both boxers hug in the centre of the ring, and they are getting a massive round of applause, and rightly so, from the full house here in the hub. This has been amazing. We'll hear from Martin in just a moment, but now the decision. Here we go. The fight of the night is won by Martin McDonough from Tuam, boxing out of Crumlin. We've got reaction to come from him in a couple of moments. Yep, and once everything had settled down, I got the opportunity of catching up with Martin.
So you know what, it's all the hard work and dedication for to get be able to do this. Like, you know, it's discipline very much. We were up in Dublin like 5 days a week, like, so for to be up there for that long, like, it, you know, it's like a second family, like. So I'm thankful with the coaches and the family, like, for all the hard training they're putting with me.
And the amount of work and discipline that you have to put in, because, I mean, look, it's well documented, coming from Tuam up to Dublin, to have to train, to work hard, to put in that kind of effort. And one thing that we've said just there talking, even going back to Italy, you've improved since then. You must be really happy, because that was a serious fight.
Yeah. Do you know what? Even my coach was saying, Damon, he was like, do you know, every fight you're going to get better and better. I was like, I'm only in the game like 2-3 years. Like, I've only 13 fights. Do you know, so it's, do you know, every fight is going to be improvement, and I'm willing to learn every day that I'm up there in Dublin. I'm back home, the family, like, you know, every day is learning that you're always going to make those little improvements in this sport, like. So I'm just thankful I came out with the better side for tonight.
And you've now got to get ready for Thailand. It's only a few weeks away, so the mind is now focused towards that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's you can't take the foot off the pedal for not even 2 seconds. Like, it's you know, hopefully now we come back with the result we're looking for in Thailand. This is what all the hard work is for. Since I came into the sport, like, I was like, you know, as people set goals, I set a big goal for myself, and now thankfully I'm on the track to that goal. The goal was for the box for the Olympics. But look, we have to go for the qualifiers now, and hopefully then I go for my goal. But I'm just, you know, it's just, you know, as people say, the harder you work, the easier it pays off. Like,
yeah, well, remember that name, because you could be watching him in Paris later this summer, all going well. We're not finished as regards our interviews yet, because that was the final fight of the night, and what a fight it was. But there are still a couple of people that we are to hear from, and one of them is a man that I've known for many, many years as an amateur and as a professional boxer. He was working on the particular night, but he's, look, I'd say he's one of the rare few that knows everybody by their first name, and he's also one of the true gents of the game, and that's none other than the great John Waldron.
Oh, great night, savage boxing by everyone, like, and both teams, a credit to both teams, the Ukrainians coming over here and the Irish that took most of the decisions, but a great night's boxing.
The crowd, about 500 people.
Oh,
and I'm useless at maths, but I'm guessing that there was 500, if not more, here, and every one of them enjoyed it.
Oh, 100%. Like, the credit to the Castlereagh Boxing Club as well to hold this. Like, it's unbelievable just for the town of Castlereagh to have something like this in it. So, as I said, it's just brilliant. So, the start of many more, hopefully.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, this is going to be the start of something special, because all the kids that were here, the amount of kids that were here that got photographs and autographs and all that, I mean, that's going to inspire them now to be part of this club. And, I mean, look at the facilities. I mean, they're the best in the country.
Oh, probably one of the best clubs in the country, is right. And as I said, they're like, as you said, it's kind of enticing more kids to come along when we see we have a world champion, a European champion here, and we have a few kids that got beaten here ourselves in the All-Ireland during the week, and one lad that got beaten tonight in the final as well up in Dublin. But like, this is going to give them more of a buzz to keep coming and train hard and see what they can do.
So the night was drawing to a close, but we couldn't leave without hearing from two men once more, and we will start with Zarantia.
So I spoke to you before it started. I'm speaking to you as it's over. Three words. What a night.
Brilliant. Everyone performed best. They were thinking about performance, and they did. We know where we are now. It's every day learning, every day performing, and we see what areas we need to improve. And this team is not in the peak of preparation yet. But the Ukrainian team is no bad team. It's a very, very good, skillful country of boxing. And our boxers perform very well, which is very, very good and very positive. Positive situation happened. This will benefit them all the time, yeah.
You must be so happy, though, with where the boxers are in their progression going on the performances tonight. I mean, Jack Marley, brilliant. Kelly Harrington, Michaela, every one of them outstanding. Martin McDonagh has got a big qualifier ahead of him in Thailand, and on that performance, he has a great chance.
Look, for everyone, this organization, that's what events happened here, benefits everybody. And we hope we will continue preparation and we will do our best. Main thing is best performance. That's what we're thinking. And the boxers will be in their peak. Right time, right moment. That's what we can say.
There's no more words that need to be said except the best of luck in Paris, and to the boxers, thank you for coming to Castlereagh and being part of an amazing night.
Thank you to organizers. Thank you to Paddy Sharkey. Thank you to this town government who helped organize this event, because that was fantastic.
It was fantastic. Well, I'm going to give a final word to Paddy Sharkey, and rightly so, because he had put in amazing work. Before we finish up, I want to also thank the IABA if you wouldn't mind, because Ciara Plunkett did a Trojan work in making sure that we got the opportunity of speaking to as many boxers as we could, to Philip Rooney and also to Paul Mays as well from the IABA, to everyone in Castlereagh Boxing Club. What a performance. Well done. You deserve to be truly proud of it. To Paddy Sharkey, Helen Sharkey, there are so many involved. I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'm just going to leave it at that. But you know who you are, and I am eternally grateful. Special word though for the ladies that were at the door, who had to do amazing work with the crowd that came in on the night. And to those who served the teas and the coffees, I have to give you a special mention as well. And those who sold the raffle tickets. Well, that's pretty much everybody in Castlereagh Boxing Club, to be honest with you. 500 people in the hub for what was a truly, truly magnificent night. And I'm going to leave it there. The final words, none other than Paddy Sharkey.
Can you sum up what a phenomenal night this was? And we probably won the best fights of the whole lot to cap it off.
Great night in Castlereagh. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed it, and as much as the Castlereagh people enjoyed it.
It was a fantastic night, not just for boxing, but I mean also for West of Ireland boxing. The two O'Rourke sisters here, you know, they came back. Their homecoming is here, and a fantastic performance from both of them. Dean Clancy, Adam Heshin, and what a fight to finish things off. Martin McDonagh.
Oh, Martin McDonagh, talk about a fight. It was right down to the wire with both of them boys. Our two O'Rourke sisters, the two girls in Castlereagh. Look at, they were just phenomenal boxers. And look, there were some great fights in it. Ukraine came to win. They didn't come for a holiday. They came to box and train and get ready for Paris. And we gave them what they wanted. We give them a show.
The one thing, and I've been speaking to a lot of the boxers after their fights, and everyone said the same thing. Full of praise for Castlereagh, full of praise for what you've done, full of praise for it being here. I mean, that really sums up. And the amount of work that Chief put in has turned this into just a phenomenal night.
Yeah, an awful lot of work went in, an awful lot of talking, an awful lot of stuff went in. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of rows in my house. I said to my wife, I need to go to the boxing club, Helen, and this and that and the other. But look, it was all worth it in the night. Sean Crowley was one of the biggest men to help me out here. He was one of the lads that coordinated all this. Mm-hmm. And it's done and it's dusted. And what a night.
I've got to say, now how do you top that?
You can't top that. On an Olympic year, you know, just when you think about it, an Olympic year, we had the All-Irelands in Castlereagh. We have, and we have the Junior 2s in 2 weeks' time here back in Castlereagh. Thanks be to God, even though there was a bit of a skirmish there earlier on. But, you know, Castlereagh people are resilient. Connacht people are, people in boxing are resilient.
There's a message sent out tonight that this is the place to go for a big tournament because you showed it.
Well, I don't know about that. Look, it's a venue. It's look, everyone in Castlereagh, after this big incident that happened, you know, a couple of weeks back, everyone in Castlereagh, the support that came out of Castlereagh for the Castlereagh Boxing Club, we never in a lifetime dreamed that it was even there. And we just showed Castlereagh that Castlereagh is on the map. Castlereagh is able to do anything. We had a big, huge 400 Connacht cyclers over here in our dome, in our Connacht dome over here last weekend. Where do you get on? To be honest, we're open since 2011, and this little club here has only got its first Boy One Irish title. And that Irish title was as good as any title. The first one since we opened in 2011. We had a lot of girls winners, but we had the first one. What a year! Like, how you said it a second. How do you beat that? The pedestal is high now. I don't know, but look at when you come through the doors of a boxing club and you see all them young kids with expectations and wanting to do well, and it's great.
It was an amazing night. I know I was wrapping up, but I want to, before I go, I want to thank every one of the boxers as well that gave us the opportunity of speaking to them on and off mic. And there's not much more to be said. To everyone in Castlereagh Boxing Club and to everyone in Connacht Boxing, thank you very much indeed for looking after us so well, and thank you for listening.